kuulkaas muuten yleäks viikonloppu ja lauantain elämäntapaosio.
Lifestyle slotti.
Welcome, Duffy.
Hey, hello. Moi.
Yeah, you know some Finnish because you just told me that your wife is actually Finnish.
My beautiful wife is from Helsinki, yes. And so I do know a little bit of Finnish. I can understand it better than I can speak it, but you know, kiitos for having me.
Well, you're welcome. That's lovely. And you came to Finland a few days ago, right?
Yeah, I came here about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
Yeah, on the 11th of August from Spain. I was in Spain skateboarding.
Oh, that's lovely. And how has Helsinki treated you so far?
It's been raining off and on, but other than the rain, it's beautiful. Everyone's wonderful here. I love it.
Yeah, and you told me during this song we just heard that you've been coming to Helsinki, to the Helsinki hookup.
Almost. It's coming up on 8 years now. I started coming in 2006 and had such a good time that I wanted just to come back every year because it's so fun and like everyone's amazing and it's a big party during the summertime in Helsinki, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I'm sure your wife is happy that she can come with you too.
Yeah, she comes. She goes back and forth. We go every summer, at least for a month, usually maybe two, and then I come for about 1 month.
Oh,
just like you said, it has been raining a lot in these few weeks. What can skateboarders do when it's raining? You can't go out and skate.
Well, skaters are pretty ingenuitive. They'll find somewhere to skate where that's dry. So they'll go to an indoor parking lot or under a bridge where it's dry. The city, Helsinki built a park under a bridge so it stays dry during the rain.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
yeah, I can't. And there's a few indoor spots as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pat Duffy siis kertoo, että hänellä on suomalainen vaimo ja he tulee tänne aina vähän väliä käymään ja hän on käynyt itse asiassa Helsinki Hookup-tapahtumassa jo moneen otteeseen. You are from California, which is kind of like the birthplace of skateboarding.
Yeah, for sure.
How does the California skate scene differ from the skate scene in Finland, for example?
There's not that big a difference, everyone. It's just it's bigger. That's mainly the companies are like the industries in California, Southern California and Northern and San Francisco Bay Area. But there's all sorts of, little startups here and there all around the country, all around the world, really. Helsinki has a really, really vibrant skate scene here. So, it's awesome.
Yeah. Pat Duffy siis kertoo, että aika samanlaista on toi skeittiskene siellä Kaliforniassa kuin Suomessa, mutta Kaliforniassa kaikki on vaan isompaa, niin kuin Amerikassa yleensäkin on.
My brother-in-law actually has a skateboard company himself called Melodica.
Melodica.
That's my brother-in-law Tupu's company.
Oh, lovely.
You have lots of people in
Helsinki.
Made friends over here the last 8 years, for sure.
Yeah.
And you have been skating for 20 years for now.
I've been skating more than that because I just turned 40 in January and I turned pro skateboarding in 1993. But I started skateboarding when I was about 2 years old. So
2 years old.
Yeah, I've been skating a long time.
Okay, so something like 40 years and for pro, 20 years.
I turned pro 20 years ago.
But how 21. Does it feel to see that kids get excited about this hobby time after time?
I love it because, you know, it teaches you discipline and it keeps you out of trouble and it teaches you focus and it's healthy and you get your exercise, you sweat every day, you know. You guys know about sweating with your sauna culture here.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's
our thing. How has your relationship with skateboarding changed during these almost 40 years?
It hasn't changed too much. It's still one of my first loves. So I got very lucky that I was able to make somewhat of a career out of it.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool career.
It's fun. It's traveling and skateboarding all different spots around the world is definitely a good time.
Yeah. Pat Duffy siis kertoo, että oikeastaan toi on muuttunut toi suhde siihen skeittaamiseen, vaikka hän on melkein 40 vuotta skeitannut ja 20 vuotta ammattilaisena.
Ja edelleenkin rakastaa, että lapset siitä lajista innostuu ja näin hikoilevat ja pysyvät poissa vaikeuksista.
Yes. Well, you're a pro skater and you have skated for a long time, mm-hmm. and lots of skateboarders name you as one of their biggest influences.
Oh yeah.
So how big of a rock star are you at these skateboarding contests?
maybe at the skate events I might be, but in the grand scheme of things, I'm not very famous in the U.S. I mean, you know, out on the street, it doesn't matter. But, you know, skaters know you, which is cool.
Yeah, yeah. Have you signed lots of autographs in the Helsinki
hookup? Oh, yeah,
yeah. We've done
hours and hours of autographs and pictures and, yeah, stuff like that. But I'm happy to do it because I love having fans. It's so cool.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's fun.
So how would you describe your normal day back home in California? It has to be different when you are a big skater, like skateboarder.
Well, it's not too. I'm just family guy, basically, with my two kids. My beautiful little girl Sayla is here. She's 6, and my little guy Lemmy, and he's 4, and he likes to go skateboard. I usually take Lemmy skating in the morning, and then I usually go skate in around at night or in the afternoon. But Lemmy and I go in the morning, so he likes to go skate Trans World or Black Box or one of the parks near our house.
But how about Sayla? You're not turning...
She yeah? She loves it too, but she likes riding her bike more.
Oh,
and
okay.
Drawing and doing origami.
Okay, so she's not following her dad's footsteps then.
She's following her mom's footsteps.
but how is it to be a pro skater? Like, you're actually making money from skating and doing like how does it work?
I don't really know. I don't know. They put your name on a board and they try to sell as many as they can, I guess. And you do your part by getting video clips out there in the internet world and pictures and staying good, I guess.
Yeah. Kysyin siis Pätiltä, että minkälaista on hänen elämä pro-skaterina. Hän kertoo, että hän oikeastaan perheen kanssa hengailee ja skeittaa, ja sitten se raha tulee siitä, että hän tekee erilaisia skeittivideoita ja sopimuksia sitten sponsoreiden kanssa ja julkaisee videoita ja kiertää maailmaa, ja se on vähän niin kuin siinä.
Kyllä, näin yksinkertaisesti se on asianomaa. Hyvänä täytyy pysyä, näin hän myös kertoi. So, who gets more chicks? In the are the rock stars or the skateboarders?
I think rock stars probably get more, but skateboarders get better quality chicks.
Oh, yeah. Good answer. Good answer. Have you ever felt like taking a break or quitting skateboarding?
Oh, it's kind of ups and downs, especially getting like when you get hurt. And you're kind of rehabbing and it's like you can't do what you want to do and I don't know, yeah, I've had my ups and downs but you know, like I said earlier, it's like my first love, so I keep plugging away at it, you know.
What has been the longest time you've been off skateboard?
I did my knee in 2006, right after I met my beautiful wife Kia. I did my knee on the mega ramp, the big mega ramp that Bob Burnquist and Danny Way skate. Like, Danny Way jumped over the Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
I tried to do the mega ramp, but I got pretty broke off.
Oh.
I had to have 4 surgeries on my knee, and it was about a year and a half that I was out.
Wow.
And that's the longest and worst
that's
injury.
That's a really long time.
Yeah.
Have you tried that mega ramp after
I have. I've skated it after my knee was back, but I haven't jumped it. But I have skated the big landing ramp.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't gone over the big
gap.
The big gap again.
Yeah.
Yet. But I will.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're not nervous that something will happen again?
I'll prepare better this time.
But I think, like, all the skaters are really brave. Like, you do these crazy stunts and crazy things. Like, you have to have really good nerves.
Yeah, and you have to practice a lot, and you have to have focus. You have to be in the moment. Because when you're trying something that you know that you could definitely break something or get killed, or you have to like have that focus of when in the moment, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, like, it comes and goes. So you got to be on it. You got to be practicing every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pat Duffy tuossa kertoo, että 1.5 vuotta on ollut pisin aika, minkä hän on ollut skeittaamatta, sillä hän loukkasi polvensa tosi pahasti.
Joo, hän oli tämmöistä isosta megarampista vetässyt ja siinä sitten loukkaantunut. Mutta meinasin vielä kokeilla sitä joku päivä.
Niin, että jonain päivänä hän vielä hyppää, se on rohkeeta. Well, tomorrow is the pro skate competition you mm-hmm. are attending.
Yeah.
How do you even have to practice for that? How do you...
You know, I find these days at my age that if I over-practice, then I do worse. So if I go in with a fresh mind and fresh body and I haven't over-practiced, like practiced at the course for 6 hours all day the day before, I tend to do a little better by just showing up 20 minutes before my heat and taking a little run, getting it what you want your routine to be in your head, and then just going and hoping for the best, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, what are you going to do before tomorrow? Are you going to Helsinki hookup today, or are you going to do something
we
else?
Are. There's a pro practice at from 4 to 5 or 4 to 6, and then there's a best trick contest actually today that I may or may not go get into right now because we have had a very pretty rough 3 days of... going to all the after parties.
Oh, yes. Okay. So you just leave the kids for your wife and you go and party.
I'm going to skate around for a little. No, she partied with me.
Okay.
I'm going to skate around for a little while, get some sweat going, and then maybe get a sauna tonight. And then hopefully I'll be fresh for tomorrow.
You sure will.
Yeah.
Best of luck for tomorrow and for
thank
today
you,
too.
Yeah,
it was really
you.
Nice to have you here.
Yeah, thanks guys. Keep
Yle X, viikonloppu.